More than 8 in 10 French voters back negative immigration, support widespread deportations. By Kurt Zindelka on June 28, 2026. The overwhelming majority of the French public are in favor of the large-scale deportation effort, including the removal of significant numbers of foreigners who detract from society. A poll conducted by Consumer Science and Analytics, CSA, on behalf of Le Journal du Dimanche has found that 83% of French adults are supportive of the notion of negative immigration in which unemployed, criminal, or otherwise delinquent migrants are deported. In contrast, the survey found that just 17% of those polled would oppose such deportation efforts. While the concept is broadly popular among all age groups, surprisingly, it is the youngest voters aged 18 to 24 who are the most supportive of negative immigration at 90% approval. The next largest block of support was among those over the age of 65 at 87%. The survey also found broad agreement across socioeconomic classes. However, those at the lower rungs of the economic strata were still more likely than their affluent counterparts to back a large deportation effort by a margin of 84% to 78%. Unsurprisingly, left-wing voters were less likely to back the idea of negative migration. But even still, the poll saw a majority support among leftist parties, including 66% of La France Insoumise, LFI, voters, 68% of ecologist voters, 75% of Socialist Party voters, and 81% of neoliberal Macronists. Support was strongest among Les Républicains voters at 96%, followed by 93% of National Rally supporters. The poll comes in the wake of the European Parliament agreeing for the first time to allow EU nations to make agreements with third-party countries to establish deportation centers outside of the bloc. While some have openly celebrated the move, such as Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, whose government in Rome previously made an agreement with Albania for such a center, only to have European and Italian courts stymie her efforts. More than 20 other European nations have expressed interest in partnering with Italy to establish deportation hubs. However, the French government was not supportive, with President Emmanuel Macron declaring that despite the EU Parliament legislation, Paris would not take advantage of third-party deportation centers. Yet, this may be a temporary state of affairs, with President Macron entering his final year in office, having been prevented by term limits from running in next year's presidential election. With Macron out of the race and the growing anti-mass migration sentiment growing in France, it appears that Marine Le Pen's National Rally is in the driver's seat entering the election. Although it is unclear if Le Pen herself will be able to run, she faces a potential ban over alleged embezzlement of funds. Polling this week found that either Le Pen or her deputy Jordan Bardella would dominate the first round of voting in all potential matchup scenarios. Commenting on the broad support for an immigration crackdown, French MEP Sarah Naffo said, "The fight against immigration is the most consensual issue in France. You can even find a majority of left-wing voters who want to stop this migration model. The issue is only divisive within the political media class. We must no longer feel guilty, we must act." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.